was just sending him back to get the keys. So that.
Yeah.
Careful, Connie. Don't burn your elbow.
Strangely, but I think we're the only ones we can get to.
Let's
right
not
now
put it too much under that cover.
The candle?
Yeah, it might burn the cover. Let's just put them on the table so Connie's hair doesn't burn. Okay. Now, Tony, do you want to get a couple more chairs in case? I don't even know what time it is. Here she comes.
Yeah.
One chair for you.
They're up above.
Go ahead with your sentence.
I can't do that to my wife. Recovery time is too slow.
Everybody that came in went like this, and then your husband said, "It's just an illusion."
I'm trying that to everybody.
Hi, John.
Hi.
How you doing, John?
Okay. Yourself?
Good.
Is it cold in here?
No.
I'm just trying to.
Good idea.
Now that's optimistic.
Sure.
We don't want anybody to be left out.
Here.
I got it.
Everyone's moving away.
Oh, I think I probably should go.
No, you're fine.
Once I push the button, I won't do anything. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have looked at that. Anybody else want water?
Suzanne wants some water, Stacy.
What?
She wants
too,
some water.
You have to be careful how you drink out of those.
Anybody else want water?
What's going on here?
They're miscut.
Actually, they're perfect. How could you get that? Is very rare.
This is a wacky night.
It's the full moon.
It's the full moon.
The moon is full tonight.
Leo.
And the moon is in Leo.
They just
here's our kitty. Suzanne's a Leo, I'm a Leo.
Actually, I'm not. To make a long story short, but don't take it too seriously, even though it is. Well, I don't know what time it is, but we can just start and not care.
It's about 4 minutes after seven.
Perfect. 4 minutes.
You're almost 4 minutes.
Yes, we always wait for Tony anyway.
Yeah.
So we're confused right now. He is here.
Oh,
you're before we start meditating, take a couple of minutes, take your time, spend your time just watching the breath. For those of us that had a busier gymnastic of the mind today, just with every breath that you let out, consciously release your concern and just don't care, just for now. And let's sit here as if we were nobody. Thank you. those of us that watched the Little Buddha, Who Wants to Start, how was it for you, Stacy?
It was really good. The kids and I watched it. I had to explain some of it to them, but they were pretty good about watching it. And then they went and did their own thing, and then I was like, kind of everywhere. And then I hit the Prince Siddhartha parts, you know, I was just like, you know, just trying to absorb that. And it was really good. I mean, I even cried the first time, my kids were laughing at me, but that's okay.
No, that part that Buddha was sitting unmoved underneath the tree, what did it mean to you?
I'm still trying to figure out how where the middle path is for me. And I think that's what I'm trying to do, is put where he just felt that he needed to take the middle path. I'm trying to find that.
Okay, very beautiful. Not the second time he was sitting under the banyan tree. What happened for you then? The last part.
He just overcame all that, the part with Mara, and...
How did he overcome it?
By love. By his love.
Okay. Middle path, very good. Very good. How about you, Connie? What was it for you?
The last part?
Or any part. The last part.
Well, I love the whole thing. I want to go to Tibet now. part where he overcomes the standoff with Mara, I thought it was because he really committed to that middle path, and he was just so deep inside that nothing could affect him.
Very good. How about you?
It's the fighting of the demons. Facing your own demons every day. Just lies in between the reality and the false, dropping the false.
Okay. How about you, Janie?
I did watch the movie. Having a difficult time remembering all the parts, you know.
Oh, okay. I remind you.
At the very end, when the three kids come in, they go up to the
tree.
Up to the tree, which is kind of, and we were trying to figure out what it's the llama that died.
You're talking not about the tree, talking about when
at the end,
where they're going up the pedestal with the statue of the Buddha.
Yeah. So, what was it for you?
Well, first I had to forget all the stuff I knew about the Buddha, because I need to remind myself this is coming out of Hollywood, just bear with it for a moment.
Yes.
So when I was able to turn off all the Buddha stuff that I knew, from my culture and from reading about it, I was able to follow through a little bit. So only the big thing out of it, you know, his conflict with Mara and the temptations was that he was basically able to just detach, this step back and say, whoever you are, whatever you are, I don't care. I have myself, and I have my own way, and whatever you've got to give me has got nothing to do with life, so just go away. Mm-hmm. So that part, to me, the part about the guy floating on the raft with the stringed instrument and talking about tighten the string too much, it's going to break. Tighten it too loose, no note's going to come out. Probably that was to me the most critical part of the whole movie.
Very good. Anybody else? You're left out, Tony.
I don't have a TV.
Good for you.
Middle path. It is not something that the mind can conjugate and say the middle path is when you are not extreme in both sides. This is explained humanly. This is what it is. Humanly, we can say don't take any extreme. Middle path, the way it was shown to him, not this, not this. That's what the middle path was. In other words, by eliminating Natasha was saying too. By eliminating the false, the temporary, you realize the truth. Now, he did a lot of penance, a lot of austerity.
Penance.
A lot of austerity, which was good. It really brought him to that point. But it was not the result that he wanted to get. Why? Because he still had a concept that in order to get it, he has to do some sort of a extraordinary thing to find God or to find himself or to find a cause of suffering. Well, all the steps that he took was necessary to bring him to the last step. The last step, he was confronted with his own thoughts. The soldiers were his thought. The beautiful woman was his thought. Even his mind tried to imitate a guru and a disciple to convince him that it exists. And all he did through eliminating not this, not that, he just didn't move. The thoughts came and the thoughts went. The thoughts were scary, the thoughts created conflicts, fight, harmony, lost, anger. But none of this, he was of it anymore. But you cannot be not of it. Being in the world and not of it means being, watching the mind and not being part of it. By not non-reaction, it was due to many years of practice of realizing that he is not the mind. And that is the middle path. Middle path for some people will say that I have to become a monk or a priest, or I have to be a celibate, or I have to be this, or I have to be that. In the pinnacle of a spirituality, these are all nonsense. The middle path is elimination of the reality of the mind. And that is done through being still. What is being still? Does it mean you have to feel or hear the quietness? Being still means being unmoved. In other words, this cup is still. This is still a still. And so what happened was, try to remember this role play that I'm playing, because it will help you later on. Try to think that a thought came to make him believe that happiness is out of him, out of himself. He needs to find a woman or find a man or find a partner in order to be happy. He just sat there.